This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And we have a very nice theatre alert for you all. A production by renowned poet Lebo Mashile, Venus versus Modernity, debuted yesterday at the Market Theatre and is expected to run until the 28th of September. The play, very interestingly, is looking into the life of Sarki Sara Bartman, a figure in our history who always raises some very interesting questions about where we are as a nation and, of course, how we view and how we treat our women. How important is that conversation right now with what's happening in the streets of Sandton and what's happening right now just climatically as a country, where our focus is, where our mindset is. So the piece fuses together, because Ausle was known for her poetry, right, and her activism. The piece fuses together spoken word, poetry, dialogue and music across genres to kind of recreate the story of Usarki and Venus. You'll know that when she was taken abroad to Europe, the name that she was given was Hottentot Venus. And so it'll be interesting to see how Usislebo has kind of recreated the story for us. But without any further delay, let me welcome her onto the show. Ausle, hi, welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you so much for having me, Ntokozo, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Congratulations, yesterday on the debut.
yesterday was the debut.
Yes.
We had a full house.
Beautiful.
It's been really wonderful and quite affirming, given the fact that there is such upheaval in the inner city at the moment. I spent a lot of time, you know, reassuring the public via the media that it is in fact safe to come to Newtown, that your car is safe, that there is security. So I was very, very grateful to see all the people who turned up and hope to continue to see great crowds.
Beautiful. I'm so pleased for you.
All right.
So let's talk about the title of the play for a second.
Yes.
Venus versus Modernity. So what was up with that? What was the inspiration behind that name? I mentioned the fact that, you know, she was known abroad as Hottentot Venus, and I'm thinking that that might have something to do with it, but I want to give you the platform to just explain to us properly.
Definitely. So there are two issues at play there. The one is, as you rightly say, she was known as the Hottentot Venus. Of course, Hottentot being a derogatory term for people of Khoi and San descent.
Yes.
And Venus being the Greek, or I think the Greek or Roman goddess of love. You know, she's known as Venus, I think, in Roman mythology, known as Aphrodite in Greek mythology. They were playing on the idea of African women being hypersexual, playing on her body, her bum, being an object of curiosity, being a symbol of her hypersexuality, the kind of sexual, the aggressive sexuality of Black women, you know? So this was a stage name that was given to her, and we've taken it and flipped it around and created a character named Venus Hottentot. And Venus Hottentot is a goddess. She's fiery, she's tempestuous, she's a performer. She loves men. She's sensual. And as a character, she allows us to collapse space and time. So the piece is a two-hander. I'm playing Sarki, and the story of Sarki, as we know, is a harrowing story, a woman whose community was decimated when she was 15 years old in the Eastern Cape, and she was abducted and taken to Cape Town as an indentured servant or a slave, and then from Cape Town was taken to Europe, to London, and put on display as a freak. She, at the peak of her fame, she was a reference point for political cartoonists, for satirists. She even influenced fashion. Women started putting bustles in their dresses to create the appearance of having big bums. She was a pop culture figure in Europe, in addition to being a woman who was extremely oppressed, who experienced extreme violence. So we tell the story of her life through these two characters. We want to use theater and use the artistic tools at our disposal, poetry, imagery, music, to create a world that is as much 1820 as it is 2019. Because the circumstances that shaped the violence that Sarki Baartman was forced to endure, they still persist today. Mm. Women are still being degraded. Black women are still, you know, being reduced to just the sum of our body parts and how our body parts are perceived by men and by whiteness. We are still being othered. We are still, in many instances, still being cast and treated as freaks. I mean, look at, you know, Caster Semenya is a fantastic example of that. She really is a kind of 21st century Sarki. But I think in terms of my own inspiration for the piece, it was my own experiences of being body shamed, my own experiences of people attacking me for my weight, for my body, for my appearance, and using that as a way to deflect from the work that I'm doing, using that as a way to deflect from the content and the values and the skill infused in the work that I'm doing, which is really the issue that they have, you know? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, absolutely. You know, when I came across the play, I mean, for me, what really kind of caught my interest and really got me really interested in the production and what you were trying to do is the fact that so much of my own life, in the same way that you've just described, so much of my own life kind of resonates with Sarki Baartman's story. I mean, her story bears such a resemblance to the experience of Black women today in this country. And it's so fascinating that the resemblance is still there 200 years after Sarki's story.
Yes. I mean, and this is really what we wanted to drive home, is that history is not something that lives in books.
Yeah.
It's not something that is, you know, arrested in the past. It is with us. It is active. It's as active as the DNA in our bodies. The forces that shaped Sarki's lives, life shape our lives today. And this is why Sarki remains an eternal reference point for Black women who are trying to understand why we are treated the way that we are treated in this world. If you really want to understand Black female representation and Black womanhood in modern society, the second you start to unpack what that means at a deep level, you are definitely going to come across Sarki's story. And many artists have done this. One of the references that we used was a fantastic play called Venus, called by Susan Laurie Parks. And I mean, there are so many South African women also who have done incredible work around the life of Sarki Baartman. Napo Mashiani, Nelisiwe Qaba, both of whom are really seasoned theater practitioners, have also done this. Rachel Holmes is a biographer who wrote The Hottentot Venus. And so, I mean, all of these works are works that I referenced in creating this piece. But she comes back. I mean, Beyonce references Sarki Baartman for crying out loud.
Queen B herself. So now that you've mentioned all of these other wonderful kind of theatre practitioners who've taken part in sort of recreating and reframing, repurposing the story of Sarki, what makes Venus versus modernity different to what is already kind of out there when it comes to the theatre canon on Sarki?
Thank you for asking that. So the piece is a two-hander. The performers who are on stage are myself and Anne Massina. Anne Massina is an extraordinary performer and opera singer. She has spent the last 20 years on stage with Soweto Gospel Choir, with Robin Orland, and more recently, she's been touring the world for more than 10 years with William Kentridge, an acclaimed multidisciplinary artist, one of the most prolific artists in South Africa, if not internationally. Anne is a world-class vocalist. She's a classically trained opera singer. She's extraordinary. And in this piece, this is her first time actually acting on stage, and she does so much more than act. She raps, Anne is delivering monologues, Anne is singing opera, Anne is singing R&B, Anne is doing so much. This piece has stretched us in multiple ways. I'm wearing three hats. So I've written the piece, I've also produced the piece, and I am performing in the piece. And it's my first first time penning a full-length theatre production, even though I've worked in theatre for, gosh, like about 17 years now and contributed to many other productions, but it's my first time penning a full-length production.
Yeah.
We created this through a workshop process and worked extensively with Pamela Nomvete, who has been a mentor and a dear friend of mine, who, I mean, South Africans know her very well. She played the iconic
Can we forget her?
Hey!
How can we ever?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Pam is one of the best theater practitioners I've ever worked with in my entire life. So the piece comes from personal lived experiences. Mm. Every hand that has worked on this piece has invested a slice of themselves in its creation. As a poet and as somebody who has been in the game for two decades, like Anne, I've also, I'm a recording artist. I do voiceovers. I'm on stage. I've done television. I work with musicians. And I've taken like every skill set that I have and put it into this piece. So this piece is visually arresting. We're using images created by Balekani Lekgwabe, who is a young award-winning visual artist. She's currently exhibiting her work. She's just won a major award. I think her work is on at Joburg Art Fair at the moment, but she created the imagery for this piece along with her sister Karabo Lekgwabe. I'm working with music producers as well. I've worked with Kulufelo Sowela, who's been a sound engineer and recording sound designer producer in my life for a very, very long time, working with a young Zimbabwean beat maker called Major Mockery. So I mean, it's hip hop. It's classical music. It is spoken word. It is classical kind of theater that people would expect, dialogue, monologues. But we're playing with so many different creative tools to create an immersive experience for people.
It sounds immersive. It sounds kind of out of this world, really. I'm listening to you and I'm like, how does she do all of that? I mean, it must have taken months, if not an entire year, at least, to put this production together. But before you answer that, I want you to take a quick breather. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back,
okay,
I'm going to ask you to answer that question for us. How did you manage to put all of these elements together? I mean, I know that you've described the piece as tender, tear-jerking, surprising, hilarious, gutsy, and now we know that there's elements of hip-hop, rap, classical music, spoken word poetry. Those are fantastic artistic elements to have in one production, and I'm really curious to hear from Uasilewa how she managed to do that after this quick break.
Weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. This is Power Lunch with Ntokozo Mazibuko.
We are still in conversation with Uasilewa Mashile. We're talking about her production that debuted yesterday, last night, her play, looking into the life of Usarki Bartman, Venus versus Modernity. We've been talking about just artistically what it's been like to kind of put this piece together, what it's meant to her, what it means to us as South Africans, and the story of Usarki Bartman. But I'm really curious about some of the kind of production elements that have gone into this. And you mentioned so many production elements that went into it. And for me, the first thought is, I mean, were there any challenges? Were there any hiccups along the way in this production process?
You know, on the surface, it's a two-hander show, so it looks like it's really simple. The set is very simplistic. We've got a rostrum and we've got a screen, but it's actually a very complex and tech-heavy show because it's heavily the storyline is heavily driven by the imagery, the music, the voiceovers. So in terms of production, it required a lot of very skilled creative practitioners behind the scenes to assist in shaping this show. It would have been impossible without having support, it's been 5 years in the making. I first started workshopping this piece at the end of 2014 with Pamela Nomvete, and that's where the story of Sarki kind of jumped out in my spirit as a story that needed to be told. I began working on it, and then I left it. I had a baby in 2016. 2016. And then in 2017, I was invited to be a curator at the Center for the Less Good Idea, which is a collaborative artistic space that's curated by William Kentridge. So I was invited to participate in their very first season. And Anne was one of the artists who was pregnant, who was present because she's a regular collaborator with William. And when I saw Anne, I was just like, I'm blown away by this woman. There are so many South African artists who do so well internationally, but because of the lack of institutional support that we have for the arts in this country,
they don't get the recognition here at home.
Exactly. Yeah. So Anne has crisscrossed the planet and performed for kings and queens, like literally, but is not known here at home. And she's one of the most skilled and talented people I've ever seen in my life. As soon as I saw Anne, I was like, I have to work with this woman. And when we started talking and sharing ideas, we realized that we have so much in common. You know, we're both plus size Black women. We're both performers. We're both touring artists. We're both single moms. And again, all roads pointed to Sarki. So I realized, wow, I found my Venus. And we started testing ideas at the Center for the Less Good Idea. The following year, I was given an opportunity to present work at Design Indaba, and they agreed to support the further development of this work. So we staged it. We staged a version of it at Design Indaba last year. And then later on in the year, I partnered with the Windy Brow Theater with the incredible Kitu Kwangwa, who is the CEO of the Windy Brow Arts Center. She heard of this production via Design Indaba and was just curious. It piqued her interest. And when I went and spoke to her, she said, this is work that I have to support. So she invited me again to stage the work, to further develop it last year, and to stage it as part of their Tari Women's Festival at the Ramulau Theatre at the Market Lab. And then with a view towards creating the full final production, which is what people are going to see now. So this is the show as it will be published. This is the show as it will tour. This is like the full stop. This is all the elements combined
together.
So I'm very grateful to the Windy Brow, to the Market, to Design Indaba, to the Center for the Less Good Idea, all the hands that have helped to create this work. And I mean, I'm 20 years into my career, and this is how much support I've needed for one production. So it also speaks to how it's not possible to have a viable art sector without institutional support for artists, without institutions that understand the value of getting behind work that is risky, work that is that's touching on issues that are burning in society, work that is controversial, but work that is still skillful. You know, we won't grow the arts in South Africa unless we have institutions that are willing to rigorously back artists who make work like this.
I get the
Otherwise,
sense,
our best artists are going to exhibit overseas. You know?
I get the sense that you know, women from all walks of life who have, you know, ever experienced that objectification, have ever experienced that oppression, that have ever gone through those body image issues, body image positivity issues. You know, I get the sense that they're going to walk into the production, into the play, and just feel like, man, I'm not alone, and I haven't been alone. And actually, there's so much about me to celebrate, because I love this kind of inner goddess, even outward goddess theme that we're exploring in this production.
Yes. So, I mean, you ask yourselves, here are our ancestors who endured apartheid, who endured colonialism, who endured slavery, but still people fell in and out of love. People traveled. People were innovative. People excelled. People, you know, people were broken, but people also created culture and were innovative in the way that they, you know, counteracted the forces that were trying to oppress them. So where does that resilience come from, you know? And this was the question that I was trying to answer, is where does that resilience come from in all of us, you know, as women who are facing the onslaught of gender-based violence and femicide on a daily basis in this country, but where does it historically come from for Black people, you know? So I knew that I had to collapse time in telling this story, because I needed to show a kind of multidimensionality, you know, that our experiences, even though we're here, you know, on the 13th of September 2019, but we're also carrying like hundreds of years, if not thousands of years of experience, knowledge, wisdom, wealth within us that is always with us, that is eternal. So I think being an African, a multi-dimensional existence for an African is like pap and place, you know, we understand it.
Yes.
So to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So to bring it alive on stage is wonderful to be able to create such a magical world.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at this time where women en masse in this country are protesting conditions that have existed for us for such a long time, to our detriment.
Lebo, we have run out of time, but just some important details for our listeners who would like to kind of come in and support you and your production.
Thank you.
How long is it running for and where is it running at?
We are running until the 28th of September. The production is on every single day except for Mondays, because Monday is the weekend in the theater world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on at the Market Theater, 8:15 every night except for Sundays when we have matinees, which start at 3 o'clock. And all are welcome. I would suggest, though, that if you want to come with young people, I wouldn't want anyone younger than 16 in the audience, because we are dealing with adult themes. But it's a great way for 16, 17, 18, 19 year olds. It's a great way to spark conversations with young people.
Absolutely.
Around the issues that are burning in the country right now.
Absolutely. Sis Lebo Mashile, they're joining us on the line to talk to us about her production, Venus versus Modernity, showing at the Market Theatre, looking into the life of Sarki Bartman.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.